Hi, it's Robert Tripp Clark here from Vectis Radio, and I'm at Chillington, and I'm in the hall at Chillington, and it's the Scarecrow Festival on this week. How's the Scarecrow Festival been this week?
It has been really very good. We've had lots of visitors, thousands of people come through the village, all with happy faces to see the scarecrows. We've had over 100 scarecrows go up this year. So, yeah, it's been fantastic. Fantastic week.
That's awesome. What's your favourite scarecrow in the village?
My personal favourite is probably the Wimbledon one. So there's, I think, three scarecrows involved in that one playing tennis.
Cool. I've just been down to see the E.T. one. Yes. The E.T. one's really good. I like the E.T. scarecrow. It's really good.
Yes, that's been popular. Lots of lovely comments about that one.
So the Scarecrow Festival, if people want to put in a scarecrow, how can they put in a scarecrow?
Well, we have the festival once every 2 years. It's mainly residents, local charities and local businesses. So the next Scarecrow Festival will be in 2026. You can contact us, but it's mainly local residents who tend to do the scarecrows. Yes, so looking forward to the next one already.
And you serve tea and cakes at the Scarecrow Festival as well.
Yes, so we turn the local village hall into Aunt Sally's tea room. Always very popular, so that's open daily throughout the week, serving tea and cake and cold drinks. We also have the Gallybagger Inn, which is halfway up the village, selling cold drinks, and we've had live music on last weekend and this coming weekend as well. So yes, it's been a hive of activity, and tea and cake and a pint for anyone who wants it.
That's cool. Thank you for letting me interview you.
That's okay, you're very welcome. Come again.
And I'll be coming again.
Yes, please do.
Thank you.
Thank you.